Ram Dunga.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin, and now the news in detail. President Hagainde Hichilema has, with immediate effect, acting on the recommendations in the report presented to him by the judicial recommendations in the report. I beg your pardon. President Hagainde Hichilema has, with immediate effect, acting on the recommendations in the report presented to him by the Judicial Complaints Commission, suspended Justice Emilia Sunkutu as High Court Judge. The suspension of Justice Sunkutu is in exercise of the powers vested in the President pursuant to Article 1443 of the Constitution of Zambia. This is according to a statement issued by State House Principal Private Secretary Bradford Machida. The Energy Regulation Board has approved 45 energy licenses and 10 construction permits in the petroleum, electricity and renewable energy subsectors, representing a total investment pledge of 1.36 billion kwacha. ERB Manager Public Relations Namukolo Kasumpa says these approvals, granted during the ERB Licensing Committee meeting held on 16th May, reflect sustained investor interest in Zambia's energy sector and highlight the country's favorable regulatory environment. Mrs. Kasumpa says they also demonstrate the ERB's continued efforts to streamline approval processes, creating a conducive business environment that supports timely application reviews and efficient project implementation. She said the approved licenses cover a broad range of energy-related activities, including renewable energy, generating services, distribution, import and export of petroleum products, retail of liquefied petroleum gas, lubricant-related operations, and electricity trading. Mrs. Kasumpa said among the construction permits approved, a notable key renewable energy infrastructure project includes phase two of a 100 megawatt solar photovoltaic power plant to be developed in four phases of 25 megawatts, each in Chief Mailo's area of Kanona Serenje district, valued at 27.5 million kwacha. I beg your pardon, valued at $27.5 million.
These approvals, granted during the ERB License Committee meeting held on 16th May, reflect a sustained investor interest in Zambia's energy sector and highlight the country's favorable regulatory environment. They also demonstrate the ERB's continued efforts to streamline approval processes, creating a conducive business environment that supports timely application reviews and efficient project implementation. Among the construction permits approved, a notable key renewable energy infrastructure project includes phase two of a 100 megawatt solar PV power plant to be developed in four phases of 25, each in Chief Mailo's area in Kanona, Serenje district, valued at 27.5 million.
The Advocates for Democratic Governance Foundation, ADEG, has raised concerns over certain provisions in Zambia's NGO Bill No. 6 of 2025, warning that they could restrict civil liberties if not addressed. Speaking during civil society organization stakeholder engagement, ADEG Board Chairperson Zibis Mumba said while the bill is a step towards regulating the NGO sector, some provisions remain restrictive and fall short of international best practices and raises concerns about the independence of the NGOs in the country. Ms. Mumba has cautioned that if left unchecked, these clauses can yield outcomes that further limit rather than expand fundamental freedoms.
Why don't we commend governments for activating this process that stalled in 2020? It is our expectation that the provision for the current NGO Bill number 6 of 2025 which are in some ways restricting and are not reflecting the international best practices, will be addressed. As Zambia moves closer to the 2026 general election, the climate of civil society work is likely to face some challenges, especially around freedom of expression, assembly, and association.
Meanwhile, ADEG Executive Director Gideon Musonda has urged all civil society stakeholders to prioritize the protection of civic space by engaging collectively rather than working in isolation.
We aim to produce common position paper that captures our collective voice and demands. Let me emphasize that this meeting is not just an event. It is part of a broader process to safeguard the values we hold dear. Like it was mentioned by the chairperson, freedom, participation, and accountability. Our field that advocates for democratic governance foundation, we are very confident that through this collaboration, we can influence policy in a way that protects and expands civic space, not diminishes.
UPND Media Director Mark Simoe has urged Zambians to support the proposed constitutional amendments, stating that they are in the best interest of the country. Speaking at a press briefing, Mr. Simoe has described the proposed changes as progressive, highlighting the importance of clauses on mixed and proportional representation. He has noted these provisions are key to increasing the participation of underrepresented groups, including women and persons with disabilities, in Parliament. Mr. Simoe has also emphasized the significance of the proposed clause on by-elections, which he said would help the country avoid unnecessary expenditure when a parliamentary seat becomes vacant due to a resignation. He has reaffirmed the UPND government's commitment to delivering on its promises, citing the revitalization of mining activities on the Copper Belt as a major achievement.
I want to call upon citizens to support the initiative of the constitutional amendment. This particular bill seeks to amend Article 47 to allow for mixed member proportional representation. What is mixed member proportional representation electoral system? It is a combination of electoral systems. Currently, we have been using first past the post to elect members of parliament using simple majority. Meaning if you beat me by 2 votes at parliamentary level, I'm a member of parliament. That is one method we use to take people into parliament. Number two, at presidential level, we have 50% plus one. Now, we are going to have an addition, which will be called the proportional representation electoral system, which system is also being used in South Africa.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Zambia and the Kingdom of Eswatini have signed a bilateral air services agreement, BASA, that will open up direct commercial flights between the two countries. Speaking after the signing agreement on the sidelines of the ongoing 10th Africa-India Ocean Avian Week 2025 in Zimbabwe's Victoria Falls town, Minister of Transport and Logistics Frank Dayali has described the ceremony as an important milestone in strengthening the two countries' bilateral cooperation on air transport. He said the agreement also symbolized the two countries' shared commitment in improving regional connectivity. Mr. Dayali has revealed that the agreement was a culmination of an earlier meeting between President Hakainde Hichilema and King Mswati III of Swaziland, adding that this has been the desire of the two heads of state. And Eswatini Principal Secretary at the Ministry of Public Works and Transport, Tulani Mkalipi, said they are looking at launching their first direct commercial flight to Zambia this September.
We are happy to be here with you on the sideline of, obviously this very important conference that the civil aviation have organized here in the picturesque town of Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe. I want to say that this ceremony marks an important